The U.S. women's wheelchair basketball team is favored to win gold at this year's Paralympic Games, and the men are vying for their first gold in more than 20 years. Half of the men's team, three of the players on the women's team, and two of the coaches are graduates of the UW-Whitewater. U.S. men's team leader Trenton Tenhouse says the state has a reputation for producing world-class para-basketball players.
The Midwest is the biggest hotspot of wheelchair sports across the country. I think Wisconsin and Chicago area have really thrived the biggest in producing young kids into the programs. And then once the programs develop to be the best in the country, everybody wants to come to the Midwest to be a part of the best.
UW-Whitewater's men's wheelchair basketball coach Jeremy Latte says the university's adaptive sports program attracts athletes from all over the world. Two current students are competing for Germany in the games, and one former student is playing for Canada. Latte is also a point guard for the U.S. men's team and says there is definitely Wisconsin pride among the players.
You know, I think it's a testament to the type of wheelchair basketball that we're training our athletes to participate in. And above and beyond that, I think it goes to show that we have a lot of fun playing wheelchair basketball at our university because people are still trying to play it after they graduate.
15 Wisconsin natives are competing in Paralympic events in London. In addition to wheelchair basketball, the state is also being represented in para-swimming, one-person keelboat, Nordic skiing, and wheelchair rugby and tennis. Lindsay Moon, Wisconsin Public Radio.